good morning, and to you too, the Chris's there. Good to hear from you. The upper levels, for the next few days, they really haven't changed much in terms of the prognosis that we gave the other day. Been pretty consistent on what is expected. So that's always a good sign when every day the models, when they look at a prog, remain the same. It's very annoying and frustrating when they change, because then you really don't know what's going to happen. Anyhow, we find a weak upper ridge, and that is supporting a weak anticyclone that's north of New Zealand. And the sharp shortwave trough in the Tasman, well, that continues to build the very strong surface depression that's just east of Sydney. In fact, what's interesting, the boat that was going into Brisbane that got the 40 knots out of the west, that is part of the cold front for this system, so you can see how much wind is really in it. Anyhow, by roughly midnight tonight, the depression is going to morph into a complex system, and there will be a second low, and that's going to be near 3.7 and 1.63 east, and that's extending a warm front and a cold front to the north. Now, there is a prefrontal trough as well. It's forming, has formed, and it looks to be over New Caledonia by tonight, later tonight, with a cold front just behind it. So New Caledonia, be prepared for that. Now by tomorrow, around noonish, the first of the fronts is going to arrive over the North Island. So we're going to cop it here at Gulf Harbor and all the way up to the north as well. We're expecting winds up to 30 knots. They'll be out of the northeast. And of course, it's going to be bringing rain and thunderstorms as well, mainly because the air that's being pulled into it is coming from the tropics. So it's moist, warm, and it's a good recipe for CBs. Friday, we see a westerly change to 20 knots, and then a southerly change on Saturday to 20 knots. And rain, of course, is going to continue Friday, and showers on Saturday. In fact, I hope it clears up on Saturday, because we're off on another one of our little road racing trips there. Looking at satellite imagery, this morning, New Cal has got, it's got scattered cloud. There's a lot of blue sky, but scattered cloud about Vanuatu, mostly sunny in Vanuatu. The same for Fiji, but a fair amount of scattered cloud about it. Partly cloudy for Tonga. Now, the trough and the quasi-stationary front that have been over both Fiji and Tonga, that has been in the process of breaking up over the last 24 hours. Much of it has merged with the convergence zone that's to the north, particularly to the north of Davao. So that's what's happening there. There's residual cloud from this, and that's being supported a bit by the jet stream, some of the upflow caused by the jet stream. Now, winds on the passage routes are light to moderate today. Northerlies, well, they claim victory from New Zealand all the way to Nucal or Vanuatu. So northerly winds if you were going there. I do think we have one boat on the way to Vanuatu. So anyway, that's on the nose for those folks. Easterlies are the main theme from 25 south to Fiji or Tonga. So you've got easterlies there. Now tomorrow, I would say moderate to fresh northerlies are going to dominate all the way from New Zealand to New Caledonia and Vanuatu. And if you were going to Fiji or Tonga, northerlies extend all the way up to 25 south. And then Friday, however, they extend all the way to Fiji and to Tonga. So we're going to have virtually the entire passage route by that time with northerly winds. And some of them are going to be quite fresh, 25, 30 knots. Now, Vanuatu on Friday, the approaches are going to be northwest winds for Friday. New Caledonia's outer reef is going to get hammered by westerlies. Now, up in the deep tropics, over the Solomons, that trough remains. This is, you know, it's almost a permanent feature up there, right? After all, it's what we call the hot pole of the South Pacific. That's the area where everything seems to stagnate, and that very, very warm water is the water that travels east when we have an El Niño. That's where the origin of that water pool is, all in that area around the Solomons, eastern New Guinea and whatnot. Now, what else? We've got another conversion zone that's running from Tokelau to the Northern Cooks. I don't think we have anybody up there at the moment, but that's been there for a few days now. Okay, Saturday, just looking forward. This is for the boats that are here in New Zealand that are looking to get out of town. Saturday, the complex low is going to lie to the north of New Zealand. Now, this is somewhat interesting because almost all of them up to this point have been traveling in a southeast direction. But not this time. This time, the complex low is going to go almost due east from where it is at the moment. So it's going to lie north of New Zealand. New Zealand itself is going to find itself under a broad anticyclonic flow. In fact, a broad anticyclone is going to be lying over the entire country. And this is going to be bringing southeast winds for North Cape. Now, it's quite possible that a window could open late this weekend. I doubt Saturday, but maybe Sunday, possibly Monday. Now, we'll, of course, analyze this for you over the next couple of days and give you the best report that we can on Friday, because we're not going to be here Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend. So we'll give you a heads up, and it's quite possible you might be able to get out. You know, it's at the point now, the way things are going, you may have to pick something that is reasonable and forget about the perfect trip. So that, not to say it couldn't happen, but I guess it's all a function of how many blankets you have. All right, looking at Tonga, satellite imagery shows cloudy conditions, partly cloudy conditions, probably still quite a bit of blue sky at the moment. And also a lot of cloud. The, I would say, moderate high that's southeast of the group, the anticyclone that's there, it's going to be pushing south to southeast winds to the entire group. The main body of the trough that was over Babao, as I said earlier, that has pushed north, and it has joined the convergence zone that's over Tokelau. So in general, there are enough clouds about to provide periods of isolated and scattered showers, and that's today and tomorrow. So anticipate that. Tonga Tapu at 5 a.m., they reported southeast winds 12 knots, scattered 1,600 feet, barometer 1019. The Hapais reported east-southeast 12. They had showers, scattered 1,700. Very low cloud. That's come down to 900 feet, very low ceiling. And really on top of all of that, the skies are totally overcast. That's at 12,000 feet, barometer 1017. And Babao was calm this morning. That's at 0500, the scattered cloud at 1700, and barometer 1017. So my forecast for today is east-southeast winds getting up to 20 knots. Tomorrow, east to east, southeast, 20 as well, and there are going to be some areas that get up to 25 knots. Now, Fiji has enough cloud as well to bring isolated showers today for many areas, especially the eastern side of the Big Island. Winds are moderate to fresh, southeast quadrant for most of Fiji. Now, yesterday, that strong wind warning that we had, that remains today as well. And that will be for the Vatui Rā and the Kandabu passages, and also southwest Viti Levu, and also the Asawas. And I got a pretty good shot this morning on satellite, and that has confirmed the winds that are in those areas. Now, the Acalas are pretty long, as you know, so I just sort of pick more or less the northern part of the Acalas when I give my wind forecast. I'd be all day giving the winds from the top of the Acalas down to Mustard Cove, and of course, the Mustard Cove, everybody's anchored anyway, giving a wind report there, well, just look out the window, I suppose, is probably just as good. Nandi, close to there anyhow, reports northeast winds only 3 knots, scattered at 3,000 feet, barometer 1014. The last 12 hours they had showers. Shabu Shabu reports quite fresh east southeast winds, 20 knots, scattered showers off and on over the last 4 to 6 hours, and that's from scattered cloud at 2,400 feet. And broken cloud at 10,000. Wind's quite gusty in Sabu Sabu. Barometer 1014. Suva had easterlies 5, scattered cloud at 2,000 and 5,000, and barometer 1016. Tavuti, they report southeast winds 15 to 18 knots, scattered cloud at 2,300, barometer 1014. So my wind forecast now for Tavuti to Coro Island, east-southeast getting up to 20 knots. The same for Vanua Balabu, and also the same for the southern Lau and Kandabu. Yasawa's east to east-southeast, and they're going to get up to 25 knots. I remember that's the northern bits. Tomorrow, Tavuti to Coro, east-southeast to southeast, to 15 knots, so a little bit of a drop. And the same for Vanua Balabu. Southern Lau, easterlies 15 to 20. Kandabu, easterlies 15. And Yasawa's east to east-southeast 15 to 20. Now, Friday is going to bring northeast winds to the group. I believe Saturday the wind will back to the north, and then finally northwest on Sunday. And I'm sure you can guess what's coming, and that's right, that will be the cold front, or what's left of the cold front, as it traverses from New Caledonia eastward. That'll be the tail end of that front. Vanuatu, they can expect a few showers on the northern and central islands, partly cloudy elsewhere for the most part. Winds from Anishan to Aramango, expect northeast about 10 to 15. Aramango to Afate, that passage, east to east-southeast 15 knots. And north of Afate, east to east-southeast 15 to 20. Tomorrow, Anishan to Aramango, north-northeast 15 to 20. And Aramango to Afate, and actually north of Afate, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots. New Caledonia, conditions at 5 a.m. These are actual conditions. Noumea was west-northwest 10. Amity Light out there was northeast 15 to 18. And Ile de Pan had north-northeast about 10 knots. So my wind forecast calls for northeast winds about 10 knots for the southern lagoon. It'll rise late afternoon. Thursday, northwest 10 to 15. Remember, mean winds. Friday, west-southwest 15 to 20. So that's winds behind the front. So expect that front, that frontal band, later today into Thursday for New Caledonia. It's very slow moving. It may very well linger right into Friday. And it, of course, is going to pick up the royalties and possibly parts of Venetian. Well, parts of Venetian would be all of Venetian. Okay, that's my report. Any questions or comments come now? Go ahead, Jonathan. Well, the mean winds aren't very strong. Hang on, and I'll
to tell people something while you're waiting.
Yeah.
Whilst he's fussing around there, I was just reading the paper and some interesting news from France for all of our French listeners. In Paris now, you are no longer able to drive a car older than 1997. If you've got a motorcycle, nothing older than 1999. And that's going to change in 2020 to all vehicles being less than 9 years old. So, half a million cars are evidently going to be affected. This only applies to weekdays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., but you'll get a €35 fine at the start, and then that'll be €68 in a month's time. So trying to tackle the pollution, and a pretty good way of doing it, unless you're relatively poor and have an old car, which 10 years isn't all that old, is it? Back to David.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. All right, Jonathan, I've looked at a couple of the models. In fact, I've looked at three models, and they're all calling for the mean wind to be quite light, and by that I mean around 10 knots. Now, we all know that if the frontal band is going to come in, it's not 10 knots. So, again, these models always struggle in the tropics when you do have a band like that that comes through, but that's what they say. Now, in terms of direction, and time-wise, on Saturday, by 5 p.m., right around maybe an early dinner time, the winds look like they're going to be northeast where you are, northeast. Then, right just to the west of Vanua Balavu, they swing around to the northwest, And behind the cold front, the winds are southwest. Now, the old standby GFS model shows southwest winds coming in by late Sunday into Monday, southwesterlies, and they're indicating up to 15 knots, maybe to 20. And looking at some of the other models that I look at on Monday, they show for Vanua Balavu southwest or south winds. Take your choice. I would say they'll be southerlies briefly, and then they're going to want to be maybe west-northwest. Again, light. They don't pick up the 20 knots. They're talking about 10 knots. I think that is on the light side. So I think those wind directions are going to be accurate, but the wind strengths, I don't believe the models are calling them properly. So just expect much more wind than that. If you don't get it, that's good. Over.
Okay, anybody else? And it looks like we are losing a bit of